one of my favorite songs. I Frightened Dorothy, and Dorothy always wins. All right, she's been hanging out in the Bristol Farms green room. Let's get her in here. Kathleen Madigan, come
Love
on in
Kathleen
here.
Kathleen Madigan. This is a dream.
What an honor.
Good morning. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Have a seat.
Set her up. Put her headphones
very tall
on.
Chair. Oh. I feel like a giant.
This is perfect. See? Yeah. Look at you.
Wow.
I was saying before we went to break this last break that I'm surprised that the Kathleen Madigan sitcom has not been developed and has been on for 10 years.
Well, that would require me working a lot.
Not into that?
Not really. No.
Seriously.
No.
I mean, we're like, why doesn't Kathleen Madigan have a sitcom?
It takes forever. Like, I don't have the patience for it. Like, I'm friends with Lewis Black, and he was a guest thing on the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And we went there at 4:30.
Yeah.
We left at 10. We drank wine. We took naps.
Well, that sounds like, good. The wine part sounds
that
good.
Was awesome. But, like, I'm like, really? We've been here for 7 hours for you to go down and play the crazy professor for 4 minutes. Like, he was just at the end. He was like, I don't blah, 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 blah.
It is a
and
lot.
And then we ran a. You have to really have a passion for acting.
Yeah, it's a lot of waiting around.
Yeah.
So you've probably been offered stuff. You just said, I'm not interested.
Yeah, until they can find a job where I work an hour and 10 minutes a day, whenever I want. I won't even take things that are 5 days a week. Like, even if they're an hour.
Yeah, like, ABC, that's too much a commitment.
Yes. ABC or one of them was like, we're going to do, or one of the networks, we're going to do a new thing like The View after they kicked all the soap operas off. And they start talking and talking in the meeting. And I go, wait a minute. Is this every day? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, well, then I'm going to leave. But I'm going to leave you a list of names of some ladies that might like that. But I'm out. I'll come in on Friday. I can't. Or Mondays. I'm always off on Mondays. I'll fly home early and come in on Monday. How can people commit
See,
to
you,
that?
See, you probably don't understand. Like you said, we're here every single day and we wake up at 3:45.
That's awful.
It's
And
nuts.
Now with Dish Nation, you know, we're on that show as well, the television show on Fox 11, plugging myself, we have to get up even earlier. I got up today, my alarm goes off at 3 a.m.
That's disgusting. Something big wrong will happen to you if you keep doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
Your head will explode.
She senses it.
I do.
But you also do something that I could not do because I see you and I follow you on Twitter and you're always like, oh, I'm in Florida. Oh, I'm in Mississippi. I'm like the traveling.
The traveling.
But you obviously like it.
I like it. Yeah. I mean, I don't like the airport part. But yeah, I like to keep going. The longest I've ever been in any place is my sister had twins and I went home to help and I was there for 2 whole weeks. And I said, wow, I haven't been anywhere for 2 weeks in a row since I was 22 years old. She's like, you're a freak. Do you understand what a freak statement that is? That is a freaky statement. And I'm like, well, I just get bored, I guess.
You get bored.
So you don't
At
see
three
yourself
in the
ever.
Morning, I did this with a different radio station. Somebody, the lady had a baby and they said, oh, will you come in for 2 weeks and do it? And the alarm would go off at 3:45. And I had no intern person, so I had to gather the news like I was 15 years old and running around this radio station.
Just welcome to
radio.
And
I thought, yeah. How do these people – there's not enough money. How much? $10 million? I don't know. I mean, literally, my meeting with the higher-ups here would be last
be
1 minute.
Agent.
Yeah. Yeah, I should be your agent because I can explain exactly how the body breaks down, how you're killing these people, how they have no joy because they can't watch normal TV.
Kathleen, oh my God, please represent me.
I would go in and be an agent, but I'd all have to get you all together and you all have to agree to just trust me.
Yeah,
so
I'm in 100%.
Nobody can lowball.
I like the physiological aspect. You go, their bodies are breaking down. They have
nobody
no joy.
Can lowball.
Yeah. Yeah. Live. We have blood tests. Their serotonin is low. You're killing them. This is not normal. They're not nocturnal
There's
beings.
There's a lot of cortisol building up, which is causing belly fat. I mean,
yes.
it's
for pointing
no,
out
I
the belly
pointed
fat.
At myself.
Yes, but you
I
met
pointed
me.
At myself.
They're humans, not owls. They're not built the same way.
Yeah. Did you have, a plan for something else if you didn't go into comedy? And
I had
no
plans.
There was no plan.
No. That's why I think, you know, when I see Oprah and she's like, you got to have a vision board and thumbtacks and write things down. Well, where am I going to get a board? That means I got to go to Michael's. I hate Michael's. I won't go in Michael's. The whole place frightens me. There's just stuff on the ground. And no,
ribbons
I literally.
And raffia. And you're like, I don't even know what I would do with any of that.
No.
I don't know what people do with like topiary.
And then what if I did win the lottery? What about the tax implications? And that, then I'd probably end up like one of those white trash people that spent it all. And then someone would kill me because they know. I carry a lot of cash. I've seen it over and over. It's a problem. It's all a problem. No, I just wanted to tell jokes. So I went to open mic night by accident, and then I've just kept doing it. But I think there's like five of us that just really want to tell jokes. I really don't want to do anything else.
Well, you tell stories more. I mean, it's like,
well, yeah, they're like,
I know you like it.
It's conversational.
Yeah, it's very conversational.
Stories about your parents. I mean, I have my favorites. I love stories about your sister. How you like, she's just like a big dumb golden retriever. I love
she
that.
Is.
Like, she's just happy, just constantly happy.
Still is. I thought having kids might change that. No,
is she the one with the twins?
Yeah, yeah. And then another one, a 2-year-old. Yeah, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
She's all, still just happy.
Yeah, I can't believe she's in charge of people.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Do these
you're raising
these,
but, human beings.
Yeah, these yeah. three don't know it, but you're in charge
does your
of them.
Family still invite you to the Thanksgivings and Christmases knowing
yeah.
that you're collecting material?
Absolutely. And then they get sad.
Now, Kathleen, this is not going in the act, is
no,
it?
No, there's nothing off limits. And then my
really?
Dad, I said I was doing, I don't know, a late show, and he said, well, what jokes are you doing? I said, I think the ones about you. And then I changed my mind because they said, can you do some jokes about sports because the Olympics were out or something? And he got real sad. He's like, well, I've already told everybody that. Jokes are about me. I said, well, you know what? Changes happen. Call your four friends back and get on Facebook yeah. to your two friends, which are really just my other brothers, and tell them.
So your dad thinks he's famous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, yeah, I'm in the act.
Yeah. I'm their father, Jack Madigan. My dad's a big ham. My mom, she's low key. My mom's so low key. Oh, she loved Seinfeld and she wanted to meet Seinfeld her whole life. So I did this benefit with them and I said, Jerry, this is my mom. And she completely froze and went, you're so tall. And ran away. I'm like, Mom, you had 6 months to think us up.
Yeah, and that's what she came
that's
up
what,
with.
God
that's,
bless her. And then literally ran away.
You have the show coming up on Friday at the Grove of Anaheim.
Yes, I'll be leaving immediately after the show to beat traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
So true.
Yeah, so somebody who's complaining says, I love L.A., but I can't stand the traffic. I'm like, I kind of like the traffic. It's the only time I can get some sleep.
Because yes.
I mean, for us, getting up, I mean, early, like, leaving, it's like, okay, I can take a nap in traffic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit, anyway.
I want to talk to you about you've been to Iraq a couple times in Afghanistan?
Yeah, Afghanistan's worse. Afghanistan makes Iraq look like Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, Afghanistan's so bad. And they sent you with, like, comedians and musicians and then a, quote, celebrity. And last time it was me, Lewis Black, Robin Williams, and our celebrity was Lance Armstrong. And Lance was yelling at me and Lou about smoking cigarettes. And Lou goes, why is he yelling at us? Why is he even talking to us? I'm older than him. I don't have to listen to him. I go, well, he has a point, Lou. It's probably not a good habit. I don't think quitting in Kabul is probably the best idea. I think we should wait home till there's a nicotine patch available or some sort of assistance in this matter. But I said, he's got a point, Lou. Well, in light of recent developments, I'd like to rehave that conversation.
Yeah, hey pottage
Armstrong.
Kettle.
Yeah.
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 Putting bad stuff in your body.
It's so awful because they fly you in Black Hawk helicopters so you're low and
that
the doors
cool.
are open. It's kind of cool till they're shooting at you with the doors
really
open.
Really?
Oh,
shots.
Yeah. You hear ping. It sounds like BBs. So it doesn't sound that
do
scary.
Do they tell you or are they like a parent going, oh, no, that's
oh, they're not. Yeah, they're not with you. They're in the front driving and then they have the guns to shoot at them and then we just sit in the back. Nobody's holding your hand. But at one point,
what
we
are they
flew,
paying you? $10 million a night?
Yeah. Nothing.
You
we go for
she,
nothing.
She won't do radio, but she'll get a Black Hawk and be shot
yes,
at.
Yes, I will.
For free.
For America.
Because right.
I'm a patriot, depending on the temperature. As soon as it gets cold, I'm no longer a patriot. I'm like, I hate our country. I just want to go home. I don't understand why we're in this war. This is ridiculous. But we saw all these camels running around, like on the ground, and Lou goes, are those wild? I said, Lou, I don't even know what that means. I mean, they don't have little saddles with monkey jockeys. Yes,
I have a collar. Yeah. Oh, that's somebody. He's got that one's got a collar.
Pull over.
On.
There's a lost camel.
See if it's got a tag.
I said, yes, I think they're wild. He goes, where are we? I said, I think we've flown to the Bible, and I mean the bad Bible, the Old Testament, where God is angry and throwing locusts and fire. Not the new Bible, not the New Testament, where there's wine and cheese parties and people are waking up from the dead. Hey, how you doing? This is the bad, bad Bible. Things
all
are on fires.
Testament.
It's so... If people say there's third worlds, it's a fourth world. Like, and I don't know what anybody's supposed to do about it. I don't understand how we're supposed to fix it.
Oh, God.
I don't... Like, and the female Marines go, oh, we go into the local town and talk to the ladies about... women's rights. I go, but that's a Taliban-run town, right? And they're like, yeah. I go, do you speak Afghani or whatever it is? They're like, no. I go, do they speak English? They're like, no. I go, so our taxpayer money is paying for you to go into a town and play a game of charades with a lady dressed up like a beekeeper and try to trick her into leaving her husband, who thinks it's the year 11, and is very happy with that year. I don't see how this works. Call me cynical Sally, but I say we pull the plug on that operation and spend that money some other way.
You need to run for office.
No, you shouldn't even.
No, she's got to go. They can't be there every day.
She doesn't like working. No, she should be in politics.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they take a lot of breaks. And it is annoying. Like, you go to Kandahar, this big giant base, and they're like, now we've, this is a new hospital we built for them. Blah, blah, blah. Here's a new school. And blah, blah. I'm like, we should invade Detroit. We need all those things in Detroit. Wow, they get a new school. They get a new hospital. They've got all this stuff. It's all brand new on our dime.
Let's start a war with Flint, Michigan. Yeah. I like that.
How bad does a city have to act to get attacked? Because St. Louis, we'd do it. We would totally do it.
Let's go to war.
Kathleen.
I love you.
Kathleen Madigan, definitely go see your show at the Grove of Anaheim this Friday, March 8th. At 8 p.m., I guess they can go contact the Grove. Is there a website or anything?
It's probably on my website.
What's your website?
KathleenMadigan.com.
How'd you get that?
I was in way before the crunch.
Yeah.
I got it.
Follow Kathleen on Twitter, too.
There wasn't a Kathleen Madigan out there.
There is. There's a lady who writes for Business Week. She's the editor, because sometimes people tweet me and go, your article on the housing disaster was fantastic. I just say thank you. I'm like, do you really think that I would be this dumb and smart at the same time? That I could sit around and go, let me tell you about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and what the real problem was in this situation. They really think it's me. She looks like she could be my sister of maybe 10, 15 years older. She looks Irish enough that she could fit in at a family reunion and no one would say, why is that lady eating potato salad? Everybody would go, oh, yeah, I think she's one of the McCarthy girls. So there's another Kathleen Madigan.
And you're on Twitter, I'm assuming. Everyone's on Twitter.
I love Twitter, yes. Facebook, it's a little drawn out for me. But yes, Twitter I play a lot.
She's fun to follow. Follow her at
Kathleen Madigan on Twitter, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
See, I got that one, too.
Wow.
Unlike Lewis Black, who had to take the Lewis Black, because somebody already took Lewis Black.
The Kathleen Madigan.
Yeah, the show, The Grove of Anaheim, this Friday, March 8th at 8 p.m. Thank you so much for coming in. Anytime, sweetheart.
Thank you, guys.
Anytime you pass back through here on your way.
I'm going back to bed.
The Nomad.
Now.
Go back to sleep.
I'm so jealous. She's going back to bed.
We're
going to
come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.